Well, hey, everyone, as we close out this week's show, I get to welcome Jeff Johnston from here on our Focus on the Family staff. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, and you are one of our analysts, specifically on gender and sexuality, I believe, right?
Yes, marriage, homosexuality, and gender.
Okay. So he has a lot of expertise, folks, which is great because we have a question from one of you. I'm going to read it and then let Jeff just, give it an answer. Okay, our listener says, I'm a former porn addict. Having been exposed to porn and masturbation at the age of 9, I fought them for almost 20 years. I've abstained from masturbation for 2 years now and am in counseling with my porn addiction. I'm not completely free yet, but the Lord has brought me a long way. As a teen, I had some homosexual experiences. I've been thinking about courtship, marriage, and parenting lately. I've never had a girlfriend before because I didn't want to hurt her and drag her into the struggle, but I'm interested in a woman whose father is a pastor. I'm afraid she will judge and reject me. Do you have any advice for me?
Well, first of all, let me say that I am really glad that you are getting help and support and that you are moving towards more and more victories in these areas. There's a lot to think about in your question, so let me just hit on a couple of key points. First of all, it's really, really important that you have a group of men in your life who know you, who are walking through life with you, and who speak truth to you. Having a counselor is good, and that's a great thing, but you need guys who are next to you and who understand what you're going through and who are walking with you through this struggle. And this group should include people who are ahead of you in the process, so role models and mentors and coaches. And it should also include guys who walk along beside you where it's more of a mutual relationship. And then my question would be, what do these guys think about your pursuit of a relationship? Do they believe that you're healthy enough, that you've moved ahead enough to be in a solid place where you can begin to think about dating and then marriage? And that would be the question I would be asking them. Another related question that you seem to be asking is this. When do you talk to this young woman about your struggles with pornography and some of the issues with homosexuality in your past? And I have three thoughts here. First of all, don't dump this on her first thing. And I know that just from my own experience. I was about 6 months into my healing process of leaving homosexuality and dealing with pornography, and I went on a date with a girl, and I told her everything on the first date. And she was very smart, and she ran as fast as she could. I was not so smart and went on a date with another girl where, again, first date, told her everything that was going on, and she was smart and ran away. And that's not a good way to handle this. So you don't want to dump everything at once on a person. Fortunately, I learned to wait, and about 5 years later, I was in a relationship, and about 6 months into it, I began to talk to the woman who was to become my wife about some of the issues from my past. And I say all that not to dump everything on the first date because it takes time to know if another person is safe enough to talk to. It's not just about you, it's also about them. Are they trustworthy? Are they far enough along in their Christian walk to be able to handle what you're talking about? And you can't know that on a first date. So you want to make sure that they have good characteristics and good character qualities to be able to deal with this stuff. And then after a while, like I said, after you've waited a while and you believe she's trustworthy, you will need to tell her some things about your past. You don't need to go into every detail and you don't need to tell her everything, but you are going to have to tell her some things about your past to open up to her. And again, for people who have struggled with addictions and sexuality, it's difficult to trust people. That's one of our basic issues. But you have to make a choice to trust the other person. And again, having guys who walk beside you in this process and tell you that you're ready to do all this is going to be really important. There are a couple of really good resources out there that I think would be very helpful for you or for anyone else in this situation. The first is called Changes That Heal by Dr. Henry Cloud. And it lays out the growth process for healing for anybody, not just sexuality, but for any issue. And that's Changes That Heal by Dr. Henry Clout. And then the second resource is a book called Safe People. And again, it's by Dr. Clout and also by Dr. John Townsend. And it talks about what are the characteristics and the qualities that make people safe to share your life with and safe to share things with. And you can find both Changes That Heal and Safe People in the Focus on the Family bookstore.
Great. Which is just go to focusonthefamily.com and you can click right on our store. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, folks. Remember, this week's show is sponsored by the book Called to Create by Jordan Rayner. You can pick up a copy of that wherever books are sold. So check it out. Folks, that's it for this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.